We present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Amy MacDonald, and Patrick Moore in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you for that lovely, warm reception to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome two of our regular players, Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones, and we welcome two guests who have played the game before, Amy MacDonald and Patrick Moore. The rules are going to be just the same. They're going to try and talk for just a minute, if they can, on a subject that I will give them without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject. And we'll start the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, an apt title for an apt subject to start any program. A grand opening. So can you try and talk for 60 seconds on a grand opening, starting now?
The first thing that springs to mind would be the Suez Canal. One thinks of the vessels decked with bunting and the Empress...
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, I don't understand what the Suez Canal has to do with an opening.
Well, he'd only just started, Amy. He'd only been going for 6 seconds. So, I mean...
That's not enough.
What are you talking about? Don't you realise? Don't you realise this canal had an opening, didn't it? It had to be open, right?
Yes,
but I'm talking about the opening when the Empress Eugenie was there.
Amy points out that it didn't have an opening, but I have pointed out that it has an opening at both ends.
And a grand opening at the opening, the top end. Right, that was an incorrect challenge, Amy, so Kenneth gets a point for a wrong challenge. He keeps the subject, and there are 53 seconds left, starting now.
There was a great opening for the exhibition with Victoria and Albert in attendance in Hyde Park.
Patrick,
the exhibition was not held in the Suez Canal. You're deviating.
He's gone on to another opening.
That's what I mean. He's gone on to another subject, therefore he's deviating.
Yeah.
No, he's not deviating from
grand
the subject.
Opening.
He is not deviating from the subject of a grand opening, which is written on the card.
I thought
so
it was the point of coming along here. I'm all the way from Great Portland Street.
Well, Ken, if you are winning points, because
the
challenges are incorrect,
you get another
point for there, and there are 47 seconds for a grand opening starting now.
A grand opening took place when I had a one-man show at the television centre when the producer said, your opening will be one of the hugest, most gala-like affairs that's ever been seen in this building, and we've even turned off the fountains, because the water falling will put off all the typists who are supposed to be doing your scripts. I said, well, that's wonderful. Thoughtful. Such a thing would never have occurred to me. Ah, well, he said, you've got to take into account the psychological implications of water falling. A lot of people...
Patrick,
repetition, Morgan. Water falling.
Yes, you did mention that before. So that was repetition. And Patrick Moore has a correct challenge, a point for that. And there are 13 seconds left, Patrick. A grand opening starting now.
Grand openings can be of many kinds. They can, for example, be in the cosmos.
Amy MacDonald.
I don't know what you call this, but he's talking about openings, that's plural, so it's
they
not
can.
The right
yes, he repeated they can, didn't he?
What?
Yes.
Yes, I was going to say that, actually.
Yes, I know you were.
I
could see
now.
That you were, yes.
Yeah.
Amy, you have the subject now with 9 seconds left.
I think that was sharp practice.
Oh, no, it's lovely practice when it's Amy MacDonald. It's 9 seconds for a grand opening, Amy, starting now.
Right. When I got up this morning, I put on this dress, you see, and down the centre...
Have you got it on?
There is at the bottom of this peculiar thing, coloured in silver.
The whistle that Ian Messiter, the creator of the game, blows beside me tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. On this occasion, it was Amy MacDonald who was telling us about her dress that she said she got on, but only looks if it's half on. And, Amy, you have a point for speaking as the whistle goes, and you have two at the end of that round. You're equal with Kenneth. And you're going to begin the next round, if you don't mind. The subject is The Nicest One I Know. And you can take that any way you wish. And you have 60 seconds in which to take it, starting now.
The night...
And you've been trying...
Obvious hesitation. But...
Oh. I don't think you can call one of Amy MacDonald's warm throbs as she starts to speak.
Dad, that's an intake of breath. A girl has to breathe, you know.
Don't. I just said it was a warm throb. It's much better.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't stop breathing. I enjoy watching it. Yes.
Peter Jones made that remark as he's sitting beside Amy, and he's blushing at the moment, and he hasn't said very much. He's finding it very difficult this week.
Do I get a point?
Yes, you've got a point, Amy. You needn't scratch your head, darling. The nicest one I know, 59 seconds, starting now.
The nicest one I know has two enormous large brown eyes, a very long back, and a thing on the end of his back that goes right down to the floor. It's surrounded by fur. He has four rather large feet. I think I must claim hesitation.
There.
Yes, you must. Yes, no, that wasn't a throb, it was an And Patrick has the subject now. There are 40 seconds left. The nicest one I know, Patrick, starting now.
I can't entirely agree with the description of the nicest one I know, as was in fact given by you. I do appreciate what you were trying to say. You were undoubtedly discussing one of our four-legged friends. And I have nothing against this, mind you, because I myself have many colleagues of that nature. Only the one to which I refer...
Peter Jones has challenged.
He's not an animal trainer. He hasn't got any animal colleagues, has he?
No, I don't think animals are described as colleagues. They could be... No.
Describe colleagues as animals, possibly. Not vice versa.
It's the same thing, but I will accept that challenge.
Well, that's very generous.
Peter, I think he will accept it. He's taking over the chairmanship, you know. Yes, you realize that?
You're perfectly right, Peter. Do carry on, please.
But it doesn't have to carry on tonight.
I've just received a message. Try not to thump table, it says.
Right,
it is.
For the sake of our listeners at home, you had
Funny, because she had her hands under the table when this happened.
Peter, let's get away from the thumping and get back to just a minute.
Right.
The subject is the nicest one I know. You've just had a correct challenge and you have 23 seconds left starting now.
Well, I'm going to describe this opening, which was, I think, the nicest one I've ever seen at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, just before the war, after they'd had all those peace conferences and it broke out. And they had the Jack and the Beanstalk with Binny Hale and a lot of people milling around on the stage, the country square...
Amy MacDonald's
track. Country.
Yes,
I know. That was hesitation.
I did.
You don't need to reenact it for us, Amy. I quite agree. Hesitation. So you have... Oh, very clever. Just got in before the buzzer. 2.5 seconds. The nicest one I know, starting now.
He has four very large feet. And...
Getting in just before the whistle, managed to keep going for those 2.5 seconds, so she got that extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and she's in the lead at the end of that round. Patrick Moore, will you start the next round? The subject is what I can do with my telescope. The audience enjoyed the thought of what you might be going to
say. I'm so glad to come back to this table. Kenneth and I have felt very left out, I may say.
Yeah, very pleasant.
Enjoy the week, Kenneth.
I'm looking forward to your
thank you very much.
All right, well, you're right in now. Right. You have 60 seconds. What I can do with my telescope starting now.
What can I do with my telescope? Many people have suggested things that I could do with my telescope. They've even suggested stuffing it through the roof.
And Peter Jones has...
Repetition of suggested.
That is right, Peter.
Well, I think you should allow a guest on the programme. The odd mistake. Good gracious, where's your gallantry?
I think Patrick Moore has played the game often enough now, even though he is a guest, to not...
And I think he's rather pushy, if you ask me.
Have you ever had the feeling of not being wanted?
I'm sorry about this, Patrick. I'm very sorry.
I do understand. Well, there's that table's had hog it tonight.
Patrick. You are wanted, but try and play the game. And Peter's got a correct challenge. 53 seconds. What I can do with my telescope starting now?
What can I do with my telescope? Well, the answer, as far as I'm concerned, is not very much. Because my youngest son took it to pieces many years ago. He was always taking everything I had pretty well to pieces, which is one of the reasons we never had another baby. Because we were afraid that he would...
Amy MacDonald challenged you twice.
Oh, did you? I beg
your
pardon,
Amy. It was all those little pieces, you see.
Yes. A repetition of pieces, and Amy spotted it.
Yes.
And Amy, there are 41 seconds for what I can do with my telescope, starting now.
I don't actually have a telescope, but...
Kenneth...
Well, if she hasn't got one, why don't you shut up and let her... Shouldn't have women on this show. Always trying to get her oar in that one.
We've
got a bloke here who's an expert on telescopes. Yeah. If you don't know anything about it, why don't he speak
on it? Thank you very much.
He had the subject originally and lost it because he repeated himself. The charm and gallantry of our regular players of the game. Amy, it doesn't matter, darling, whether you have a telescope or not. The subject is what I can do with my telescope, and you have to talk on that.
What are you talking about? The subject is what I would do with my telescope. It don't matter if she ain't got one. How does it make any sense if she ain't got one? What could she do with it?
You didn't let her finish the sentence.
Oh, what was that?
You're here in a moment.
Wait and find out.
There are 38 seconds for what I can do with my telescope, Amy, starting now.
I don't actually have a telescope, but...
Repetition, she told us that before.
Yes. So, Amy MacDonald
is... not fair, darling. It's not.
It is, really. It's absolutely fair.
Round.
No, it's not. It's the same round. You mustn't repeat any words you've used in this round. And you are in the lead. You're in a commanding lead, about five ahead of all the rest of the field. So I think we can allow Kenneth to talk on the subject now with 35 seconds. What I can do with my telescope starting now.
My telescope is something, obviously, I would be rather incompetent to deal with since I am...
Amy MacDonald.
Well, if he's so incompetent, why is he talking about it?
By the same token, he wasn't deviating from the subject, but well tried, Amy, and the audience appreciated it. But Kenneth keeps the subject as an incorrect challenge. 30 seconds, starting now.
I would go for advice to young Patrick. Who would enlighten me?
Patrick
Moore. Deviation, I'm not young.
You're young at heart, Patrick, and you have 25 and a half seconds. What I can do with my telescope starting now.
There are plenty of things that I can do with my telescope. These ideas have been put forward from time to time. Many of them are entirely impractical.
Peter Jones.
Repetition of time.
Yes, from time to time. 20 seconds, Peter.
But time has no meaning.
You repeated time.
Oh, yeah.
20 seconds, Peter. What I can do with my telescope, starting now.
Well, I've got these bits in the plastic bag, as I say, which I've had for many years, and I can use the bits as magnifying glasses.
Two bits.
Very big. Who challenged you or me?
I did.
So did I.
Oh,
you got in. No, I give it to you.
Well, no, I mean...
Kenneth, you got in first. Stop having a discussion with Patrick Moore. There are 13 seconds, what I can do with my telescope, starting now.
Place my eyeball at its end and view the constellation unfolding before me. Look at night at Sirius.
Aviation constellation can't unfold, it's there already.
No. Direct challenge, Patrick. 6 seconds are left for the subject, starting now.
Viewing constellations through a telescope is something that cannot be done even by the most enlightened. A telescope, of course, can be used...
So Patrick Moore was then speaking as the whistle went, telling us the 60 seconds is up, and he got that all-important extra point. He's equal in second place with Kenneth Williams, but they're still 2 points behind Amy MacDonald. Peter's trailing 2 points behind Patrick and Kenneth, and he's going to begin the next round. The Wild West, Peter. That's the subject, and will you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, funnily enough, only 2 days ago, I returned from the Wild West, and I'm here to say it's not nearly as wild as...
Patrick Moore.
Challenge withdrawal. Repetition of Wild was in the title.
No, it's not the title.
Sorry.
You can repeat the words.
I'm terribly sorry.
Don't apologise. Just
I apologise.
There you are, you see. Too pushy altogether.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
He's delighted because he's got an extra point for a wrong challenge.
I'm terribly sorry.
53 seconds. The Wild West, Peter. Starting now.
Now, fortunately, because of that great man, whose name I probably am not allowed to mention, has made it more accessible than ever before. You can fly there terribly cheaply and come back. And as I was over the...
Amy MacDonald.
As I,
hesitation. Yes, Amy. 41 seconds are left for the Wild West, and you start now.
I have actually been to the Wild West. Cactus and mountains and grass. Not
Patrick.
Hesitation.
Yes, Patrick. 33 seconds left.
I was going to tell you a lovely story, you know. Never mind.
Well, I'm sure we'll give you a chance later.
Okay.
Yes, the Wild West starting now.
The Wild West is not nearly so wild as it used to be. Of course it is still.
Peter.
That's just what I said.
Yes, but he can repeat what you said, but he can't repeat what he said himself. That's...
Well, that's ridiculous. It's terribly boring. I mean, it wasn't very interesting when I said it.
I assure you, it's difficult enough to remember what you say yourself in this game, but try and remember what someone else has said as well.
Well, that's what he's done. He's obviously got a freakish memory.
Yeah. There are 31 seconds on the Wild West with you, Patrick, starting now.
Years ago, a long time before I was myself born, the West was indeed wild. There were red Indians marauding about the landscape, firing arrows...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, isn't it, as well as marauding?
Marauding, isn't it?
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yes, well done,
exactly.
Kenneth.
Thank
yes.
You. Thank you. I'm glad to see you were quick on that.
I shall remember that.
That's good. Yeah.
There are 22 seconds left for the Wild West, Kenneth, with you, starting now.
Howdy, partner! Howdy!
Amy.
Repetition.
Why?
He said howdy twice.
You said he did.
I said how...
You were going to say it.
I did not. You weren't listening even, you see. I said, how are the... And I was going on to say these things.
No.
Think on these things, I was actually going to say. Because I was going on to say, what are you doing in these parts?
Well, all right, we'll give you a chance to go on and say...
What are you doing in these parts, you see?
Well, you're ruining it all for yourself because you're giving your material away because you...
Yes, sorry.
Yes, I'd keep it for the show.
She's better off without it, if you ask me.
Kenneth, you have 18 seconds left for the Wild West, starting now.
Well, you get your rodeos and the cowboys come out with their pantaloons and the sideburns.
Peter Jones.
No decent cowboy would wear a pantaloon.
I don't know. He might be an indecent cowboy. I think he could wear what he wished. They don't normally wear them, I know, but he wasn't deviating strictly from the subject, so, Kenneth, you'll still have it, and there are 11 seconds left starting now.
And the idea is to tame these broncos. They are called broncos.
And Patrick Moore.
Repetition of broncos.
Yes, that's right, Patrick. 6 seconds are left for the Wild West starting now.
Broncos did, of course, roam the Wild West a long time ago, but nowadays...
He said the Wild Less.
You just couldn't
it's
believe
short
it, could
for
you?
Wild Less, because Lester is a famous character.
That is the old red Indian name for it.
The yes. Old red Indian name, everyone knows. Yeah, the Wild Less, you see.
It wasn't, it was a puffy red Indian who called it that. Amy, I don't think Patrick would use phrases like that, so I agree with deviation. And you have 3 seconds on the Wild West starting now.
There I was on this beautiful horse in a big western saddle.
Donald once again succeeded in speaking as the whistle went, having got in just before, and she's keeping her lead. Our guest, Amy, is 2 ahead of Patrick Moore and Kenneth Williams, equal in 2nd place. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject is Daedalus, and you have 60 seconds on which to talk about it, starting now.
He was a curious creature, apparently Cretan legend has it, and...
Patrick Moore.
Deviation, he wasn't a creature, he was a man.
Well, man is a creature, and
well,
I think
in some cases I would agree with you.
Yes, but it's a tough challenge when someone's only just started. So, in those circumstances,
well, a man who was experienced and skillful as Kenny.
Well, you're very kind.
Yes,
I think it was too harsh a challenge too soon, so I'm not going to allow it. And Kenneth has 55 seconds to continue with Daedalus starting now.
Well, the thing we all remember about him was that he did fly over the archipelago and gave his son a pair of wings with which... I think this is a general idea.
Amy MacDonald challenge.
Well, that was a lot of hesitation. He's trying to think what to say next, isn't he?
No, yes. I don't think so. I think he knows what to say next, but he hesitated. So
you
have the subject, Amy, and there are 43 seconds on Daedalus starting now.
I don't really know very much about Daedalus.
Patrick?
Meg, you shouldn't be talking about it.
She may not know much, but she can still try and talk, because that is the object of the game. So she got another point and increased her lead, and 40 seconds are left starting now.
But I'm sure he was a very brave, dashing young man.
What? Peter Jones.
He wasn't so young.
Well, he must have been young
sometime,
once.
Darling.
Well, at some time, everyone was.
Yes, but he was a dashing young man at one time. I'm sure he was, and I'm sure Amy was right in saying so. There are 35 seconds left on Daedalus Amy starting now.
How many seconds?
35.
Oh.
Actually, Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree. Peter Jones, you have the subject of Daedalus, and there are 33 seconds left starting now.
Well, Daedalus virtually invented hang gliding. And he taught his son, but not well enough, and he perished, Icarus. And that was the end of him. He was a young man, whereas the father was, of course, older.
Kenneth,
Hesitation,
I agree, yes. A good point to stop, actually. You made your point.
It wasn't really a hesitation. It was just a virtual standstill, I guess.
Which is equally culpable in this game. So, Kenneth, you have the subject, and there are 17 seconds left for Daedalus starting now.
The Cretan legend says that his son flew too near the actual sun itself, S-U-N, you see, because I've already mentioned the fact that he was the issue from his loins, I can't say that. And it apparently melted the fasteners of it.
So Kenneth Williams got one of his favourite subjects back again, and having started with it, finished with it, got the point for speaking as the whistle went, and he has 11 points, and he's two behind Amy MacDonald, who now is on the magical number of 13. Patrick is trailing a little behind Kenneth, and Peter Jones is trailing even more. Amy, we're round with you to start again, and the subject is outstanding things in my life. You have 60 seconds to tell us about some of those, starting now.
Outstanding things in my life, I would say, one of them, it must be my beautiful daughter, who is about 5'6" and terribly intelligent.
She's more of a challenge.
Well, I think it was a hesitation.
Yes, I think she was waiting for a round of applause at someone's... Got a belated one there, but we're delighted to know your daughter's so intelligent, but we can all understand it, actually, Amy.
Oh, you
hide it very well with your superb little girl act. And, Patrick, you have 49 seconds for the outstanding things in my life starting now.
May I say at once, I do not for one moment doubt that Amy's daughter is extremely intelligent. This was not my intention.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, the subject is the most outstanding thing in his life. Now he's discussing Amy MacDonald.
I think that's a very good challenge, yes. So, Kenneth, you have the subject, and there are 43 and a half seconds, outstanding things in my life, starting now.
The outstanding things in my life are headed, of course, by my extraordinary talent, and people have said,
you are a cult. You will attract people because you will, they will say, what a cult. He represents a great figure in the art world.
Recognition of cult.
They do repeat the word rather a lot, don't they? It's already being one cult, but being two, I don't know. I think, that was repetition. So, Patrick, you have the subject back again, and there are 28 seconds. Outstanding things in my life starting now.
I suppose, upon serious and very sober reflection, I may say that the greatest thing in my life, if it were in any way possible, which I agree is certainly not the case...
Kenneth Moore.
What deviations?
What did you say, Kenneth Moore? It's terrible. Where did he come from? The recesses... recesses of my fevered brain. I'm terribly sorry, Kenneth. You do look as handsome as Kenneth Moore, Kenneth Williams. That was probably the reason. So what's your challenge, Mr. Williams?
Well, you see, the subject is the most outstanding thing, is it not?
Yes.
And he said the greatest thing. Now, we're not discussing the greatest, are we? We're discussing the most outstanding.
Oh, this is
repetition of greatest.
Well, this is one of those sort of philosophical arguments which we...
No, so it's up to challenge. You to decide, and if you've got any intelligence, you should be able to do it.
I haven't, so I've got to put it to the audience. Your challenge is deviation, because you're talking about outstanding, and he was talking about... some of the outstanding things in his life could be the greatest things in his life, so therefore he wasn't deviating. He keeps the subject. There are 18 seconds left, starting now.
The most outstanding thing in my life would certainly have been to become a cult. I realize that this is an extremely difficult thing to do these days, where people do not achieve this aim, except, of course, unless their name happens to be Kenneth Williams, and it can be extremely easy. This I appreciate. On the other hand, if I were myself setting out to achieve...
Well, there we are. Patrick Moore finished with a flourish there, and he's also brought the programme to a finish with a flourish, which you showed with your appreciation and your applause, because we have no more time, and there's just time for me to give you the final score. Peter Jones, returning from his triumphs of last year to Just a Minute, finished in fourth place. He gave his usual value, but he was thumping under the table a lot, which probably didn't help him win many points. Patrick Moore, returning from his triumphs, did extraordinarily well, including that final flourish we just spoken about, and finished 1 point behind our joint winners, who were, on that number of 13, Kenneth Williams alongside Amy MacDonald. What better pairing could we have?
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.